You have your Bibles tonight, turn with me to the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter, please, tonight. I will say this to you. I don't want to steal anyone's thunder, but there was a precious lady saved right over here Sunday morning after most everybody had left the church. I got a text from her this week. She said, "I feel like I could run 1,000 laps around the house." She said, "I've got so much joy and so much peace." You know what? That's what Bible salvation will give you. It'll give you joy. It'll give you peace. It'll make you want to run a lap. Say amen. Amen. Years ago, my pastor told a story. He was in a meeting and the spirit was kind of high and said a fella come in the altar just broken in two. Said the fella got up and just started running, Brother David, all the way around the church, all the way around, just running laps. Said about the third lap, said I caught him by the arm. Said, "I got to know what's God doing in your life." He said, "He's cutting down trees, preacher. He's cutting down trees." He said, "What do you mean?" He said, "That root of bitterness done growed up into a big old tree." And he said, "God's a cutting down trees in my life." Amen. I'll tell you tonight, that's a blessing. Amen. Let's look here in the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter number 1. And I think I'll just read a couple of verses. The Bible said in verse 11, "Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost," I like this, "sent down from heaven." Then the Word of God said this, "which things the angels desire to look into." I've been hung up this afternoon as I've been studying on that word "look" or "looking." Amen. And I'm using this as a text verse tonight. What is it that the angels desire to look into, and yet you and I have had the privilege to look into? I'll lead off with this tonight. When we get to heaven, according to the book of Revelation, I think it's chapter 4 or 5. I know it's in one of the chapters. It might be chapter 4. The Word of God talks about the song of the redeemed. Did you know the angels can't sing that song? Those that fell are going to remain fallen, and their destiny is sealed in hell. But the others, beloved, that stayed where they ought to be, they know nothing of the redemption that you and I know about. And there's some things that they desire to look into. I want to think about three looks tonight. And I'll just give them to you quickly and then we'll go over them. First, the look of salvation. Secondly, the look of sanctification. And then thirdly, the look of glorification. I believe those will be some things the angels desire to look into. You say, "Pastor, where did you get this?" Well, I got it from the Bible, but also got it from Miss Eve. You see, she had some letterheads and I stuck them in my Bible. Well, when she got the letterheads out of my Bible, she got my outline too. So she come carrying it back over here a while ago. Amen. I'm glad she did. Amen. I'd have been like that old fella in that pine, that knotty pine pulpit, Brother Dale. That was in the days when it was a shame to have an outline. And he stuck his outline before church ever started. Nobody's there in a knot hole. And when he went to get it, he pushed it off on the inside and couldn't get it out. Amen. He got to fumbling around a little bit and he said, "If somebody come up here and help me get this message out of this knot hole," he said, "I can preach." Amen. Amen. I tell you, God's got a message tonight. It ain't in a knot hole. It might be a knot head. Amen. But he's got a message for us tonight. Amen. Let's look first of all at the look of salvation. The Word of God said in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 22, "Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, For I am God, and there is none else. I thought about the Word of God that said, where Jesus said, I am the way. Not one of them, but I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the bread of life. I'm the water of life. I'm the resurrection and the life. Amen. Thank God for the Lord Jesus. I'll give you some things here the Lord spoke to my heart about in this verse. He said, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. We must understand, first of all, the sinner's need in order to look. You say, brother, what do you mean? Well, let me remind you what Brother Mitchell said many times. He said, the only way you'll ever get saved is to take sides with God against yourself. We got to see ourselves a lost, a hell-deserving sinner. Amen. And beloved, we must understand the sinner's need. Over there in the camp of Israel, they were bitten by serpents. And the Word of God said, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You see, those serpents would bite the people. And God told Moses, he said, I want you to make a brazen serpent. I want you to put it on a pole. And I want you to, oh, I like this part, amen. He said, I want you to raise it up in the camp, amen. You know what God was doing? He wanted anybody. He wanted everybody to be able to see it, amen. God's no respecter of persons, amen. And he said, I'll tell you what, when they get bitten, all they got to do is look. And they'll live. Amen. Aren't you glad Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. All we got to do is look tonight. Amen. All we got to do is look, look, look unto me, he said, and be you saved. You say, Pastor, that's too easy. No, not when you understand, beloved, your need. Amen. When you know you've been bitten, not by a serpent, but you've been bitten by sin. And we all have that in common. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said, they that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Amen. I tell you, I don't know about you, but the last thing in this world I want to do is go to a doctor. Say amen. But I tell you what, you get sick, you'll be hunting a doctor. Amen. Brother Mike had surgery on his back. I guess it was a year or so back. Beloved, I would have welcomed a knife. I was hurting so bad. But they said the knife wouldn't help. Amen. So I'm going to run from it as long as I can. Amen. I just want you to know tonight, when the sinner sees his need, he's looking for a physician. He's looking to the Lord. Amen. And then we must understand the Savior's nature in order to look. Not only the sinner's need, but I tell you, I'm glad the Holy Ghost that was sent down from heaven convinced me of the Savior's nature that night. That, beloved, he wasn't waiting with a hammer. He wasn't waiting with a whip. He wasn't waiting with a pole. But thank God he was waiting with mercy. That's the nature, beloved, of the Savior. Amen. And we need to understand tonight. Listen, listen, listen. The Word of God said that Pharisee prayed within himself. And said, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are. But thank God, beloved, that publican, he smiled upon his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I'm glad God's just as merciful tonight as he ever was. Amen. Thank the Lord tonight. We need to understand the sinner's need in order to look. But we need to understand the Savior's nature in order to look. But then we must understand salvation's necessity in order to look. In other words, beloved, it's not optional. And when you understand you need to be saved, you can look tonight. Amen. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must. It's not optional. You must be born again. I'm going to tell you, beloved, when the Lord Jesus comes back, it's going to be just like it was when he passed through the land of Egypt. He's not looking for a Sunday school pen. He's not looking for a baptismal certificate. He's not looking for your name on a church roll. But he's looking for the precious blood of Calvary's Lamb. Has it been applied to your heart? Amen. Listen, look what I read today. I think it'll be a blessing to you. In 1981, a Minnesota radio station reported a story about a stolen car in California. Police were staging an intense search for the vehicle and the driver, even to the point of placing announcements on the local radio stations to contact the thief. On the front seat of the stolen car sat a box of crackers that, unknown to the thief, were laced with poison. The car owner had intended to use the crackers as rat bait, but the police and the owner of the Volkswagen Bug were more interested in apprehending the thief to save his life than to recover the car. So often when we run from God, we feel as to escape his punishment. But what we're actually doing is eluding his rescue. He's running after us, beloved, not to punish us, but to rescue the perishing, because he cares for the dying. Amen. The look of salvation. Thank God for that night when I looked unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. That's not only the look of salvation tonight, but there's the look of sanctification. Listen to what the Bible said here. Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. I believe one of the reasons this message was birthed in my heart is because this was our devotion in the last day or two. He said, the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, beloved, this talking about here is talking to God's people. That look of salvation has already took place. Let me tell you when you can stop looking at sanctification: when you get home. The Word of God said, grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. Until then, beloved, I thank God it ain't just a little youngin' song. He's still a-working on me. Amen. To make me what I ought to be. Beloved, salvation was instantaneous. In a moment, amen, the Lord saved me, and he went to work in me. And thank God, according to Philippians, we're confident of this very thing. The one that started the work, the author, he's going to finish the work. Amen. He's going to be working on us all the way to the end. Amen. Let me give you some reasons why, beloved, we need that look of sanctification. Number one, the saints are watching. The Bible said here, wherefore seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Do you understand that Hebrews 12 is right after Hebrews 11? I'm not trying to be smart, but Hebrews 11 tells us one after another, after another, after another. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abel. By faith, Abraham. Hallelujah. By faith, Joseph. By faith, amen. These people walked with God. And God said, there's a cloud of witnesses, amen. I don't know how all that works, but I believe we ought to get it in our heart and get it in our mind that the saints of God are watching, amen. That ought to make a work, make us look for sanctification. And then not only are the saints watching, but the saints are waited. I wrote this down. I think it's worthy of repeating. Amen. It's not original with me, but I want you to think about what I'm about to say. Every weight is not a sin, but every sin's a weight. Did y'all hear what I just said? Every weight is not a sin, but every sin is a weight. I will say this in addition to that, every weight can become a sin. Listen, a good thing keeps you from the best thing. It becomes a bad thing in your life. Amen. I shared a devotion the other day, and I made this statement. I said through the years, I said there have been people who said to me, preacher, do you like to hunt? That's what they said to me. And listen, you can do whatever you want to do. I'm going to be honest with people. Amen. I tell them, Brother Mike, no, I don't like to hunt. I love to hunt. That's a God's truth. Amen. I love to hunt. I never was one of them that would like to sit down on one side of the tree and another man sit on the other. I want to be by myself. Amen. Now, there's some like that. If you're like that, that's your problem. Amen. But you go with me, you're going somewhere else. Amen. But I told him this. I said, if I take you to my condominium in the sky, I said, you know what you'll find? There's a Bible verse wrote across the front of it. I'll lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I told my boy yesterday, I said, son, they done telling how many deer went by me while I had my nose in the Bible. Amen. That's all right. Amen. I'm just telling you this, beloved. I can love to hunt, but I can't live without Jesus. I can live without hunting, but I can't live without Jesus. Amen. Brother Gary, it's all right to love the fish, ain't it, brother? He's took me a time or two. I tell you, when I love the fish, when they're biting, glory to God, that's when I love the fish, amen? But I don't have the patience. That's something I can sit and wait on a deer all season. 3 months, amen, for the right one to come along. But I'm not going to wait on a fish that long. Say amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen tonight. In sanctification, it would be easy. Now listen to me. If you called Miss Eve on Sunday morning and said, where's the preacher? It's 10 o'clock. It's Sunday school time. Preaching time's coming up. Oh, he's up at his condominium. He's waiting on a deer to come by. What would you think about that? Amen. Oh, he's waxing his car, or he's doing this, or he's doing that. Honey, you let something come between you and God, and it'll be an idol. Somebody say amen. Ain't nothing wrong with golfing. Ain't nothing wrong with fishing. Ain't nothing wrong. The Bible said he gave us all these things to enjoy. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what. When you become weighty, they'll weight you down when they keep you away from him. And the devil's slick. Amen. Somebody say, well, I'm not involved in drugs. I'm not involved in alcohol. I'm not involved in pornography. I'm not involved in this. I'm not involved in that. I'm going to tell you something right now. You can be involved in something good and it become something bad. Amen. Sanctification. The saints are watching. The saints that are waited. But then there's a Savior that is worshiped. The Word of God said here, that's how sanctification takes place. We realize somebody's watching. We realize, beloved, there's a wait. Sometimes there's something God wants us to give up for His honor and for His glory. He said, lay it aside, the weight, the sin, which does so, here's the word, easily. 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 I'm telling you, old Slowfoot's slick, buddy. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, all he wants to do is drive a wedge between us and our Savior. Any way he can do it, amen, he's willing to do it. He don't like us fellowshipping with God and worshiping God. But the Word of God said here, let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Here it is, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. When's the last time you looked unto Jesus, amen? When's the last time you realized he started it and he's going to finish it, amen? He's the author. He's the finisher. He's the author and finisher. Serve all real faith. Say amen. Yes, he is. That Savior's worship. Why? Because you realize he endured the cross. He despised the shame and is now sitting down at the right hand of God the Father. Aren't you glad we have a Savior we can talk to? Aren't you glad we have a Savior that knows what we need even before we ask? But he said, ask and you shall receive. Amen. Glory to God tonight, the look of sanctification. And then, if you go on down in Hebrews chapter number 12, not only do you see that the saints are watching and the saints are waited, and there's a Savior that is worshipped, but you'll see there's a spirit that is warning. Now listen to me. How many of you all warned your children about some things? My son told me, he reminded me, I knew it, but boy, it's been years since I thought about it. When he was 5 years old, he just about drowned. My mother was with him, and she told him to wait to go in the pool until she came back. But there was a little boy that lived there, and that little boy could swim, Brother Gary. He was the same age. He jumped in, and Jeremy didn't know that it was the deep end of the pool. And Jeremy said, Dad, he said, I went to the bottom like a rock. Well, when my mom come out, she saw what had happened. See, she warned him. She told him. Amen. Now listen to me. I understand we need to be real careful. Amen. Lots of situations. My children, when they're little, I'm going to have their hand crossing the street. I'm not going to tell them how to cross the street. Say amen. I'm going to have their hand. And I'm not trying to put my mama in a bad light, but I am trying to say that my son just absolutely disregarded his grandmother's warning. She said, don't you go in that pool. How many of us have said, don't be under the sink? How many of us have raised children that didn't do no good to tell them? You had to tie the door shut. Say amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. If there's some kind of poison around, you're going to warn your youngins. I remember my oldest girl, we were heating the house. It was an old house, heating it with a wood stove. And we told her, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. One day we were in the kitchen, my wife and I, and we heard her squall like a wildcat. You know where the blister was? Right on the end of her finger. She had to touch it or die. Don't you look at me like that. Every one of us got flesh. Say amen. What I'm trying to tell you is the Holy Ghost of God in this chapter warns the believer about chastisement. We don't cooperate with God in this work of sanctification and look unto Jesus. He said, I'm going to whoop you. He don't whoop the devil's children. You say, I can do whatever I want to and get by. I wouldn't tell nobody. What you're doing is telling people you're lost. Amen. You can do whatever you want to and the Spirit of God don't deal with you. Amen. I say this. Really, if you'll look at it like this, you can do whatever you want to as long as your want to's changed. Amen. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So we realize in this look of sanctification, the saints are watching. The saints are waited at times. And the Savior's worshipped. That's why we need to be sanctified. You know what the Word of God said? Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John chapter 15 and verse number 3, Jesus said, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Psalm chapter 119 said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I'm telling you, beloved, this book has a lot to do with the progress of sanctification in the believer's life. You get away from this book, you'll get away from your Savior. You get in this book, you'll get sanctified. Say amen. It'll help you. Amen. Oh, Brother Mays Jackson, he had a good friend, Brother Junior, that was a Nazarene. And this man believed that the born-again believer could live above sin. One preacher heard that and he said, well, only way I've ever figured out how to do that be move in over a bar. You'll get that after a while. Amen. You'd live above sin. He looked at Brother Mays Jackson one day and he said, Brother Mays, he said, you're sanctified and don't know it. In other words, he was saying, you don't sin anymore. That's what he was saying. That's what he believed. Brother May said, yeah, bless God. Said, you're saved forever and don't know it too. Amen. So they didn't agree on all the doctrine. You understand what I mean? But they were brothers in Christ. Amen. Happy day when you realize you don't have to agree on everything. As long as you got the main thing. Calvary. Amen. The blood sacrifice and atonement of the Lord Jesus. I believe the angels desire to look into this thing of salvation. They desire to look into this thing of sanctification. Amen. Well, this is what John Flavel said. He said, it's easier to cry against 1,000 sins of others than it is to kill one of your own. Think about that. That's a truth, ain't it? That's human nature. It's easy to see somebody else's sin, easy to cry out against him. Here's what John Newton said. He said, I'm not what I might be. I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I wish to be. I'm not what I hope to be. But I thank God I'm not what I used to be. I can say with the great apostle, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And then lastly tonight, there's the look of salvation. The look of sanctification. And I want to look just for a moment at this look of glorification. I want you to see in Hebrews chapter number 9. Go there with me tonight. Hebrews, James, and Peter. Hebrews chapter number 9. The Word of God said this. In Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 27. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, I picked up on something today. I read that a man said, he said, it didn't say it's appointed unto all men once to die. I never had caught that. It doesn't say that. It says it's appointed unto men once to die. You say, Pastor, why are you saying that? Because if Jesus comes right now, I ain't dying. I think he had a valid point. If Jesus comes right now, Brother Dale, we've escaped that 6-foot box, that hole in the ground, amen? Because there's going to be a hole in the sky. And we're going to be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. So I think he's right. It didn't say it's appointed unto all men once to die. But it did say, Brother Matthew, it's appointed unto men once to die. After this, the judgment. Now look at the next verse. So Christ, we've already talked about this, was offered once, or was offered to bear the sin of many. And unto them that what? Look for him. Shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Did you know who the happiest believers are? They're the ones that get up in the morning looking for him. They're the ones when they bow their head and thank God for their dinner, their lunch. I know this is the country. Some people call it lunch. Some people call it dinner. Just call me. I don't care what you call it. Amen. Amen. If it's your supper, that's the happiest people that's looking for the Savior. Morning, noon, and night. Amen. Get up in the morning and go to looking for him again. You say, let me just give you something. I wrote down something a while ago. The Word of God, I know it's talking about the tribulation hour. It says, look up for your redemption draweth nigh. But let me tell you something right now. We're not in the tribulation hour, but I believe we ought to look up. I believe our redemption drawing nigh. You say, Pastor, this is what I wrote down. In Israel right now, everybody's looking up for a missile. You know what God's people ought to be doing? Looking up for the Master. Glory to God. Say amen. I ain't looking for no missile. I'm looking for the Master. Say amen. I'm going to tell you something right now, though. I don't know what's going to happen before this thing's over with. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, if we're not praying, we're foolish. We've got our head in the sand. Say amen. We do need to be praying for Israel. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't even see American Bible prophecy. I don't know what. I've always wondered if we're not. You know what a cancer does? It eats you from within. And we're being eat up from within with a bunch of garbage. The Supreme Court today, they upheld the Tennessee ban on transgenders with minors. I say, thank God Almighty. You know what? They've already proven this. If you leave them youngins alone, the majority of them will grow right out of that. But start cutting their parts off and start giving them that dope that changes. Amen. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen to me. God said, I'm making them male and female. God ain't changed. He's still making them male. And I think it's the ultimate form of pride. Think about this for a minute. I want to be a woman. Now, that's going on tape. No, I don't. Think about me saying that. The ultimate form of pride is looking up in the face of God and saying, you made a mistake. I'm supposed to be something that I'm not. Let me tell you something about the God I serve. He don't make any mistakes. He ain't never made a mistake. And he ain't going to start now. Amen. It's amazing to me. You know, they call it the progressive movement. You just look at the progress. It's sad that it's not really going in the right direction. It's going away from God. Away from God's book. Let me just say this. You don't have to like it. Away from common sense. Amen. I'm talking about common sense. Amen. Somebody said it's horse sense. Somebody else said, yes, I guess it is. That would be stable thinking. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. God knows what he's doing. In Titus, the Bible said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you looking for him? Let me tell you something. If we're looking for him, we'll be living for him. Did you hear me? If a man's not saved and he's really looking for him, he's going to get in on his salvation. These are things that angels desire to look into. And you and I get to look into them every day. Ain't that good? Amen. The look of salvation, the look of sanctification, and the look of glorification. Go with me to Romans chapter 8, and I'll finish with this, just reading a couple of verses of Scripture. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Don't let the doctrine of predestination scare you. Let me give you something that'll help you. Predestination has absolutely nothing to do with the sinner. The doctrine of predestination has to do with the saints. When a person gets saved, God said, I've already determined it. Amen. Watch what He determined. To be conformed to the image of His Son. Sanctification is working and going along with the work of God as He makes us more and more and more like Jesus. Till one day, Brother David, we step off in glory. Hallelujah. It will be. The Word of God said, let me see if I can get it started here. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. You say, what's it going to be like, preacher? Well, that's good enough for me. I'm going to be like Him. I've read enough about Him in this Bible. He went about doing good. He said, I do always those things to please the Father. Doesn't it disappoint you when you disappoint Him? Isn't it wonderful to think about a day that we'll have a body and a mind that'll never disappoint Him again? Glorified. Watch this, what He said. To be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. I can't explain this, but Brother Houston, in the eyes of my Savior, it's as good as done. You know, I don't want to try to say something without boasting. I don't mean to boast. But when I get my mind on something, I'm not looking at one piece at a time. I'm looking at the big picture. I'm looking at it when it's done over yonder. Amen. And I'm just telling you, when God saved me, He wasn't looking at just one day at a time. He already knows how it's going to turn out over yonder. We're going to be like Him, Brother Jason. Amen. If you're like Him, Brother Jason, that might mean you might be a little bit shorter. Won't that be wonderful? Amen. Amen. Turtle, if you're like Him, you might be able to come into the worship service in heaven at warp speed. Amen. They'll have to change your name to Rabbit. Amen. Amen. How many's glad you come tonight? Some things that the angels desire to look into. Have you looked into these things today? Have you stopped today and thanked God for saving you? Have you thanked God that He's still working on you? Have you thanked God that, listen, I told Miss Eve, I may be calling some of you if she don't remind me to go by the gas station. It said 42 miles when we left home, and the lights went out. Chance, you know what I'm talking about. Say amen. Just lines. In other words, you better. I said, honey, if you don't remind me to get some gas, you think I'm going to push it? No, I got a woman as strong as she is. Amen. Let her push. Amen. She's going to remind me now, ain't she? Amen. We're both getting to the place where we need somebody to remind us to remind each other. Amen. Let's stand together.